Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Wednesday, and so we're looking at how the Bible's words change us today, particularly with respect to peacemaking, because Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." We looked yesterday at the idea of peacemaking. Today we're going to look at the connection to sons or children of God. What is it about peacemakers that makes them sons or children of God? Well, it's pretty simple. Peacemaking is what God does and did. And so when we make peace, we're doing something very godlike. We're doing something where people will look at us and say, you know what? That reminds me of God. That's something that God did. That's something that God does, is make peace instead of war. So when Jesus tells his followers that they're to be peacemakers, he's saying, this is really important work. This is my work. This is what I'm all about. This is what my Father is about. Peacemaking is so connected with God's plan and purpose in the world. See, we have a world that's in conflict with God. It wasn't made to be that way, but it is that way. Think of family conflict, right? A child and parent weren't made to be in conflict with each other, but it inevitably happens. It's not something that was desired when that child was created, but it often happens. The same way, the original purpose and plan for our world wasn't that we humans would be separated from God. It was that we would know God personally, have a close personal relationship with God. However, we humans have rebelled against God, pushed him away, and so we have conflict with God. But God has reconciled those differences and plans to continue doing that. He's brought peace, believe it or not, through some conflict. God himself came to earth as Jesus Christ and brought us peace, not as the instigator of conflict and violence, but rather as the victim of conflict and violence. Jesus didn't just appease violence so it could continue on. He didn't just appease conflict and roll over and let it happen. But rather, he, through decisive, radical, and costly action, destroyed its power to ever hurt anyone else again. See, following Jesus means making peace through sacrifice. It's not a cheap peace, it's a costly one. But never as costly for us as it is for God. God sacrificed his place reigning over the universe to come to earth, die in a humiliating way for us, for all of us, when he didn't even have to. It wasn't his rebellion that created the conflict. We were the ones supposed to be reconciling ourselves to him, but we weren't able, so he did it for us. We're called in our own way to make peace through sacrifice. Sometimes people even die for that kind of peacemaking. But it's a death with the promise of resurrection, achieved through Jesus' death and resurrection. Well, I have a question for you to consider today. What are some of the costs and rewards of being a peacemaker? That's a heady one, and so I'd encourage you to share it with somebody you know. Grab somebody you know from the train, the bus, from work, from school, from home, wherever you meet people, and start sharing this content and discussing with them. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.